From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Mark McGwire of the St. Louis Cardinals will retire from baseball rather than hobble around for another season. McGwire broke Roger Maris's record for home runs in a season in 1998, a record that had stood for 37 years. His record was promptly broken this season by Barry Bonds of San Francisco. McGwire played most of his career for the Oakland Athletics, and then he went to St. Louis. Gerald Early is professor of English and African American Studies at Washington University in St. Louis and a serious Cardinals fan. And Professor Early, some baseball players become a part of American folklore after they set a great record. Babe Ruth, Joe DiMaggio. Mark McGwire, you think?
I think so. Even though the record that he set has been broken, I think it's because of the excitement that was generated when he broke the record, that we had this great race between him and Sosa. And he's also fifth on the all-time home run list, and that's bound to give him some notice. And his home runs were so mammoth. I mean, I don't think anyone in the game ever hit more dramatic home runs than Mark McGwire. They were kind of like out of the natural or something. It was something to see him hit home runs.
Right, mythic shots that he did. He was, by the time he played for St. Louis, certainly, in some respects, a one-dimensional ball player. Man who went up and hit home runs, but, you know, certainly didn't steal bases.
Yeah, that's true. He was a one-dimensional ball player in that respect. But I think the thing about McGwire during the good years that he had in St. Louis is that he had really, I think, really mastered the strike zone. So he had become, he was a one-dimensional hitter, but he became an extraordinarily dangerous hitter because he was not so easy to get out as he had been before. He was really zeroed in on swinging at strikes. It was hard to get him out on anything outside the strike zone when he was having his really good years in St. Louis.
Some sports writers noted this year in writing about Barry Bonds' rather charmless at points surly season in which he hit 73 home runs this year, that Mark McGwire didn't come to being a warm and fuzzy guy instantly either, that he grew and was a much friendlier baseball star at his peak than he was earlier.
I think that's probably true. He suffered a lot with injuries in his career, and sports writers in St. Louis would sometimes talk about that he was not the most approachable guy. I think on the whole, with all the publicity that came when he went through in 98, I thought he handled it pretty well. I think part of what made the 98 story was the fact that he hit such monstrous home runs. And then there was this chase with Sammy Sosa, and Sammy Sosa is just really a media kind of guy. So I think that kind of created a certain kind of balance, and I think it kind of, in the latter part of the chase, I think it actually helped McGwire a great deal.
St. Louis Cardinals lose someone who was a great star for them just a couple of years ago and clearly was injured and on the way out on the same day that they their big rookie won the Rookie of the Year award in the National League.
Yeah, well, that's the king is dead, long live the king. It's something like that. Albert Pujols was the biggest surprise, I think. It wasn't even expected he was going to make the team in spring training, and it was only because Bobby Bonilla was injured and couldn't start the season for the Cardinals that Pujols was even put on the roster, and he turned out this incredible year. So I know there's going to be a big sense of loss about McGwire, but I think, you know, baseball fans in St. Louis are very excited about Pujols, and it seems like a wonderful kind of balance here, you know, the passing of the baton from McGwire to Pujols.
Well, Professor Early, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Professor Gerald Early of Washington University in St. Louis spoke to us from Research Triangle Park in North Carolina.